I've been adopted. My name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I now, the Holy Ghost now dwells within me. Glory, hallelujah. What a blessing it is to be a child of the living God. Woo, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, and I just pray you'll bless our time of being together. Lord, I thank you for what you've already done. Lord, I praise you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. I want to talk about happy birthday to the church. Page
237. Oh, what a
Savior. We're celebrating the birthday of the church today. Thinking about concentrating on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gifts that God has given each of us. The gifts that God has given the church. Ray's going to have to work
once
on
it. Once I was straying in sin's dark valley.
See, the Spirit now has guided the disciples. They've been promised that the Holy Spirit was coming. And Peter gets up here on the day of Pentecost and preaches on, I think, one of the greatest messages other than Jesus, the message that Jesus has preached, to me, is his greatest message probably ever preached. This is my opinion. And I really believe that one day when I get to heaven, touched my heart, and it's had a special place in my heart ever since. And Peter preached this message just a few days before
he was
then he did it the third time, and then he started swearing. But here, in just about 50 days later, glory, hallelujah, he stands up under the power of the Holy Ghost, and he points right out, this Jesus whom you crucified. Hallelujah. You're talking about boldness. You're talking about a difference that the Holy Ghost has made in this man's life. And I'm here to tell you today, he'll do the same for us. He'll do the same in our lives. Aren't you glad of that? Revival broke out. What do you think? 3,000 people were saved and baptized. God had done a good, tremendous work. You talking about starting this thing off
right?
Boy, I'm here to tell you, a lot of people, they kind of get intimidated to go talk about the Holy Ghost, and not a whole lot of people will say Holy Ghost anymore. I hate to say Holy Spirit, but I'm here to tell you, I'm so glad for the third person of the Trinity, God the Holy Ghost, that come and filled our hearts and filled our lives. And if you're saved this morning and on your way, you've got the Holy Ghost living in your life, and he's making you a different preacher. It was back when the law was given
to
Moses on Mount Sinai.
Somebody's got a song. It won't be
the same. See, some special things has happened for the church on the day of Pentecost. Boy, Happy birthday. See, Jesus is now ascended into heaven. He told his disciples to stay
in heaven. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It paid my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry.
Jesus who died
You've got a new speaker this morning. I have a request this morning, and you can give or not give. It's not mandatory. We have a lady that works at Unicoi School. She is in dire need of help. Central Baptist is restoring a house for her in the fishery community. She lives in a house that has steps. She inherited her mother's little brick house. It's a two-bedroom house, but it's not livable right now. It's on one level. First thing they have to do is treat it for termites, and then they're going to go in and completely restore the little two-bedroom house. And rather than go to New York or New Mexico like they have been doing, for the last few years they have chosen to stay in the local area because of the economy here, and they have started restoring her. They're doing her house and they're doing one in Jonesboro. Well, pockets are just so deep in any church.
Party. I'm telling you, this party has got kicked off just right. And I praise the Lord for it and thank the Lord. And if you have your Bibles, we'll be in Acts chapter 1 and chapter 2 in that area. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for everything you do in the Lord. Pray the Lord will bless abundantly. If you find your place, if you would stand with me in honor of reading God's word. I want to read